Bangladeshi police used batons and tear gas to disperse thousands of garment workers who went on a rampage in Dhaka today, burning cars and pelting stones to protest against a wage hike they consider inadequate. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels has more.
The protests on Friday came a day after the government nearly doubled the minimum wage for millions of workers in the key export garment industry, but it fell far short of labor union demands. Rejecting the pay increase, angry workers burnt tires, broke into shuttered buildings, and set furniture ablaze in the heart of the Bangladeshi capital and vowed to continue protesting. Anne Lindsay is a private sector policy analyst for the International Catholic Aid Agency, CAFOD. She says that inflation has, in effect, been cutting the minimum wage for the past 4 years.
The minimum wage hadn't been raised since 2006, but inflation for basic food costs was extremely high. So, in effect, the workers there have been having a wage cut year on year. The government this week said that it was going to double the minimum wage, but in fact, the garment workers there and unions there say, to be honest, they need to triple the existing minimum wage just to be able to support a family to live.
Bangladesh-based factories make garments for international brands such as JCPenney, Walmart, H&M, Kohl's, Marks & Spencer, Zara, and Carrefour. These are Bangladesh's biggest export, accounting for more than 80% of the impoverished country's annual export earnings of $16 billion, but garment industry workers earn wages well below the poverty line. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.